Welcome to Linux Magazine Online. This is Annika Kehrer and I'm talking to Jack Santos on the phone. Hi, Jack.
Yes. Hello, Annika. How are you?
Jack, at first, please tell us about your job. What do you do at Burton Group?
Sure. I am the CIO executive strategist at Burton Group. That means that Burton Group, which is a technology company focused on technology research, is very in-depth in terms of technology issues. I try to bring a management perspective to those issues and really try to take what we find with all the technology that we explore and that we research and turn it into something that the CEO or CIO of a company can understand and use. I am a former CIO, and my colleague, Ken Anderson, who was also the global IT director at Google, is part of our executive advisory program.
In which way do you get in contact with Linux and open source at your job?
Well, I've actually gone many years back Linux and open source as a CIO. Of course, we were very interested in some of the companies that I ran the IT department and use of open source. Even for developers, open source was a wonderful option for development tools and to encourage collaboration amongst the developers. It goes back to the days when I used to dual boot both Linux and Windows on my PC, so I'm pretty familiar with open source.
Mm-hmm. At Catalyst Conference last week, you had a talk with the title Enterprise 2.0 for Nervous Executives. So it sounds funny.
It is funny, and I think the talk was funny, and people enjoyed it. Even got everybody to clap during the presentation. But it's to the executives in a company, especially senior executives, many of whom are not comfortable with computers in the first place. It does make them very nervous. Mm-hmm. And the talk really focused on me and my colleague Mike Gatta, who is our analyst on collaborative technologies, things like blogs and wikis and Twitter and things like that. It was a kind of a discussion where Mike really brought to the conference all the reasons why you wanted to use Enterprise 2.0 or Web 2.0 technologies in an organization. And I played the role of an executive which would be skeptical about whether we should use those types of technologies, when and how, and exactly why I'm skeptical.
Why do you suppose these executives are nervous?
Well, it's pretty easy. The main reason they're nervous is Web 2.0 technologies is very much a bottom-up phenomena. It means that all the employees in the company have direct access to expert resources, and they work very collaboratively with each other. And oftentimes, in an Enterprise 2.0, it's a very different way to run the company, and that makes executives nervous because in the traditional model, everything worked top down. Mm-hmm. Your boss would tell you what to do, you would do it, and then you would return what you did to the boss, and he or she would accept it or not accept it. In an Enterprise 2.0 company with blogs and wikis, there's a lot more openness, a lot more communication between experts and between employees. And sometimes that could be viewed by the management team, if they don't understand Enterprise 2.0, it can be viewed as very subversive and counter to what they want to get done. Mm-hmm. So that was actually my number one point, is that the myth, and what we did is explored myths and why they are myths, but the myth is that Enterprise 2.0 is exactly opposite what I would call a command and control for a modern company. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. In fact, Enterprise 2.0 technologies just confirm the way companies run, that people talk to each other and they explore options with each other, and they try to get the experts as fast as possible. And oftentimes managers think they're in control, but they may not be in control. So it really is kind of a new way of working.
Mm-hmm. So what was the feedback? Did they calm down?
In a company kind of setting, it is very interesting. We've seen companies that we work with where middle managers feel very threatened by Enterprise 2.0 technologies, because suddenly in the old days, a middle manager would say, I want you to do this, go see that guy and talk to that person, go see this person and talk to this other person, and then come back, summarize it, tell me what you found out, and come up with a recommendation. In an Enterprise 2.0 era company, a manager is almost, or a middle manager is almost not even part of the equation. People often come up with their own recommendations and suggestions on how things should be done, and they find their own experts and have direct access to experts through blogs and wikis, and explore those options themselves. So that what's great about that, and what we hear from companies that are trying to use Enterprise 2.0 technologies, it's much more innovative and creates a much more innovative and creative company.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, it could be a very different way to work. It's a lot like the internet, where things are a lot more anarchist, and you make connections between two different things almost by accident. So instead of having the answer come top down, in which a senior manager has an idea or a middle manager has an idea and then tells a group of employees to execute on that idea, oftentimes ideas come bottom up, and you get results that are totally different from what you started, but they're much better results for the company, and they could generate more revenue or have better cost-cutting ideas.
Could you please make a connection between Enterprise 2.0 and open source strategy?
Oh, well, the connection is very strong, because open source strategy is a way for people to work together on a common software platform and not really have ownership on that particular piece of software, or they can contribute as a team to a particular piece of software. Now, imagine all the open source tools that we've got out on the market that people have contributed to. In the early days of Mozilla and some of the internet browser innovation, it was done by people who aren't getting paid for those things and contribute and share ideas and speak with experts directly. And I think what we're looking at with Enterprise 2.0 and how we see Enterprise 2.0 companies developing, it's much the same model. It's much using those social connections between people to come up with a better product. So it may use open source tools, and that's the interesting thing about Enterprise 2.0. It could be use open source tools, or it may be use some proprietary tools. That's certainly a decision of a company as to how they're going to implement their blogs or wikis or other tools to achieve that E2.0. But what Mike Gatta believes, and I agree with him, Mike, our analyst in this space, is that it really is a different way for a company to think about what they do. So Enterprise 2.0, in a lot of ways, is an open source company. It operates with open source principles. And that is what is fundamentally different between an Enterprise 1.0 company and an Enterprise 2.0 company.
For the last question, Jack, please tell us about your personal experience with Linux and open source.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, my experience with Linux and open source goes a long ways back, when I was looking for alternatives in some of our companies for things other than Windows or traditional mainframe operating systems for Linux. And what I found is that there were alternatives, and that was a wonderful thing in terms of competition and allowing an IT department to look at other ways to deliver services. But what's even better about open source is that it does take that mindset of sharing and having a kind of an open collaboration across companies to deliver new products and new services within a company. So it certainly is a part. Any smart CIO who's out there running an IT department has to consider open source tools and OSs and Linux as an integral part of their portfolio of software and services that they're delivering. Otherwise, they're just captured by a vendor, and that's not a good thing at all.
This was Linux Magazine Online talking to Jack Santos. Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Anika. It was very good talking to you.
I say goodbye to our listeners. So long.